AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Israeli troops have pushed into an area of central Gaza where several aid groups are based. Deir al-Bala is Gaza's only city that has not seen major ground operations or widespread devastation in 21 months of war. There's speculation that Hamas militants hold large numbers of hostages there. The Pentagon has ordered 700 U.S. Marines to leave Los Angeles. The troops were deployed there last month during protests against the Trump administration's immigration crackdown. And AP correspondent Matt Brown reports on the release of FBI records on Martin Luther King Jr.
The Trump administration has released more than 240,000 pages of documents on the surveillance and assassination of the storied civil rights activist Martin Luther King Jr. The move comes after President Trump said that the release of the documents early in his term would be important for transparency and truth on the part of the entire nation. Though in contrast, and despite concerns from the King family, who said that the King's surveillance and assassination were deeply personal matters for their family and the civil rights movement at large. Included in the documents are hundreds of thousands of pages that have been digitized over the decades, but have been sealed since a 1977 court order ordered that they not be released to the public. The documents include many digital files, pages, and other documents and photos that have been digitized, as well as one MP3 file. Associated Press reporters are currently combing through the documents as we speak to be able to tell what is different or updated from documents that have either been released but redacted or not available to the public over the decades.
An ex-Kentucky police officer is facing 3 years in federal prison. Brett Hankison was sentenced for using excessive force during the botched 2022 drug raid that killed Breonna Taylor. Hankison fired 10 shots but didn't hit anyone. This is AP News. More Americans are shifting their money to accounts with investment income.
An analysis by the J.P. Morgan Chase Institute finds Americans' checking and savings account balances low with a flat growth trajectory. But that's because they're shifting their money into financial vehicles that pay an investment income. And in fact, the research found people's total cash reserves, including brokerage accounts, money market funds, and certificates of deposit, are actually increasing. The trend helps to explain the strong consumer spending and overall resilience of the U.S. economy after a bout of high inflation and recent uncertainty due to tariffs. The report examined the accounts of 4.7 million households. Ben Thomas, Washington.
President Trump plans to host Philippine President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. at the White House today. More stories at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez.